A recording by Grinning Pup. A great poet once wrote, "In darkness there is light, so it has always been." Admittedly, the poet was a blind monk who had given up the gift of sight in pursuit of everlasting peace, which he didn't find. But he was, for the most part, totally spot on. Our story begins far away from the reaches of men, especially monks, out in the far reaches of the wild. Here, untouched by the ravages of war and industry, lived a race of fairy folk. At least that's what humans call them. You, our protagonist, find yourself, as you often do, sat in an open field, allowing the day to pass you by, your head filled with wonder. Before...
Oi! Hey, daydreamer! Wake up! Why aren't you in the glaive with everyone else? Oh, haven't you heard? The elders found a landstrider. A really big one too.
Hurt beyond measure.
And he's so ugly. I've seen a fair few landstriders in my time, but this one's something else. He's green. Green! Can you imagine? Green with those big tusks that jut out of his mouth. Gosh, you've never seen the like, I swear it.
I'm always not in any danger. The elders have woven their tightest bonds to keep him still. And once he's healed, we'll lead him out of the forest so he can find his people. Send him on his way, so to speak. Come on, man. Nothing exciting ever happens here. And if you don't come now, you'll miss all the fun. Oh, fine. Suit yourself. I'll leave you to your daydreaming.
As night fades and the buzz of the new arrival is tempered with time, your kin lose interest while your own gains momentum. In the dead of night, you rise and make your way across the forest floor to the glade. As you approach, not a fairy kin in sight, you see the inert body of a mountainous man. Your friend wasn't kidding. The man, whatever kind of man he was most certainly uglier than most. Though, as you surveyed, you felt your friend's words were perhaps unkind. His brow was furrowed in sleep. His features, though striking, were handsome in their own right. And most impressively, a long black beard, tightly braided, lay against his chest. He wore little. A loincloth covered his crotch, and a leather harness was wrapped tight across one shoulder. The rest of him was bathed in moonlight. His skin was a dark green, apart from the patches of flesh where he was wounded. These were bathed in a golden light, the effects of the elder's magic at work as skin was re-knit and mended. You recalled moments you had seen this magic at work. No doubt, even now, the elders were sat in their temple, concentrating on the task at hand. You wondered whether they could see you, alone with the giant. As much as the prospect instilled fear in your heart, the size of the man, the tangled mess of his beard, the lumbering heave of chest with each breath, it spurred you forwards, reaching out a hand to touch the colossal skin and...
Brave little being to approach me when no others are around. Do not be frightened. It cannot hurt you. Though your people are little, your magic is strong. Stronger than any I have come across before. You are the first I have spoken to. I felt you all, buzzing like flies when I was brought here. I must be a marvel to your people. that much is plain. You have done me a kindness, one most unexpected. I cannot say I would have done the same should I have come across you under other circumstances. I jest. I can smell your fear, little one. A skill my kind possesses. You have nothing to fear. I am indebted, and an orc holds friendship dearly. You do not know this word, orc. This is what the humans call us. I had thought you might know, but no matter. What is your name, brave fairy? A fine name. I am Gozato, of the Blood Moon tribe. Your people are lucky. The battle that led me to this sorry state happened not 5 leagues from this place. My men wished to cut this forest down for our war machine, but I forbade them. Chance, it seems, was on my side. Little man, I would see the one of your kind brave enough to approach me in the dread of night. Climb atop my torso, so I might see you.
You hesitated, but trusting the bonds of your elders, you did. Your delicate wings fluttered into life, and you sailed through the air, landing lightly on the orc man's giant chest.
There you are. Handsome. If I weren't tied down, I would so like to hold you in my hand. Your people, your smallness, intrigues me. I would learn all about you, fairy folk. And you, little man. I wonder how best to thank you for your generosity. I am a brute, a warrior king amongst my people. I am trained in steel, not in civility. I sense, however, that is what draws you, of all your people, to me. Do my words ring true, little fairy? Do you ache for the smell of smoke and blood, adventure unending, sweat and tears and triumph? I sense it. As acutely as I sensed your fear, I have no doubt you could release me from my bond. I am fit enough to travel. I could take you with me, and together we could journey the vast landscapes of the wide world. Oh, yes. Yes, you long for me, don't you, little fairy? As I am, I couldn't possibly break my bonds, but there is a way. I need to tap into my primal power, unleash my own savage magic. Our kind has power too, but it is not of the light, but of the deeds you do in the dark. Look behind you, little one.
You do. Your whole body shifts in the direction of the giant's feet, and there, rising like a high hill, is a glorious tent of stretching fabric. A bead of wetness at the summit, that bulges roundly. You have never seen anything so glorious.
Do not be frightened. You know now what I ask. If you can, stimulate me enough. The force of my climax will break the ties. You have likely never seen an orc's rod before. Even amongst my kind, it is considered big. See how it grows harder for you. How it yearns for freedom as I do. Do me this kindness, and I will carry you on my shoulder and show you sights you have never dreamed of.
You hesitate, but not nearly as slowly as the moment feels. You walk down the man's torso, your feet brushing against the coarse black hair that dusts his rippling abdomen. The sensation makes the orc's cock pulse, the gentle traips of nothing more than a fingertip against his too hard flesh. The sight of his burgeoning cock grows within your vision as you approach. You are hit by the smell of it. Like passing through a wall of smoke, it envelops you, makes you dizzy. The heat of the giant is stronger here, like a furnace. With a flick of your wrist, you exert a small amount of power, and the taut material of the loincloth bends to your will. It folds upwards, away from his navel, up and over the rigid pole underneath, until finally, the dark green flesh of the orc's impressive tool stands like a totem praising the sun.
Touch it, I beg you.
The sight is breathtaking. It glistens serenely in the moonlight, twitching with anticipation. A thick vein runs along the side of it, and a trickle of fluid runs freely from its tip. How deeply you wish to let it run into your mouth like a chalice holding berry wine. You approach it. The hair around your naked feet lengthening. His pubic mound is firm but pillowy, and the rod casts a shadow over you as you near its base.
Your hands, so gentle. You tease me. I implore you, sweet fairy, work quickly. I would take you from here before we are discovered.
You step forward, embracing the pulsing rod, stretching both arms around it as far as they will go. He is already slick all around, and your skin against the slick surface slides easily. As your chest connects with it, you feel his heartbeat, a steady but quickening rhythm, like a gong reverberating through your entire body. You feel yourself harden too, as you will your wings to work. Up you slide towards the head, but before you reach it, as tempting as it is, you allow yourself to fall back down before repeating the motion, hugging the man's length to you in a tight squeeze. Behind, you hear the muffle of moans as he fights back the urge to cry out, and you feel the man tremor underneath as his knees shake with pleasure. This motion continues, and you, almost expertly, though you had never done this before, even in wild imaginings, work your way around the cock to the underside. The thick vein that courses up the frenulum, the joint between shaft and helmet fitting perfectly between your thighs as you lose yourself in the motion. It is hard work, and as you rise once more, you are face to face with the summit of the orc's sizable slit, the font of the substance oozing across his cock. You cannot help it. The smell is intoxicating. It makes you drunk with desire, and reaching your neck forwards, you lap at the opening.
Oh, by the moon!
He cries out in ecstasy as you feast. The cock you are wrapped around twinges with each motion of your tongue, and beneath you, far out of sight, the man's heavy balls strain for release, rising from their sacks, urging to be released. You lose yourself in the throes of passion, kissing and licking at the pre-cum that springs forth. Your delicate hands, used prior only for weaving and making, trace along the ridges of the helmet, sending rockets of pleasure coursing through the giant.
I cannot hold it. I feel it, little one. Do not stop.
Your movements become frenzied. You are pinned to the head of the mast like a fly to honey. Your legs and arms clamped, your face licking and sucking with gusto. The giant's hips, those acres of green muscle, buck. The only motion he is able to complete, as finally you feel it, a surge, slow at first, distant, before it builds like a volcano, and out of the tip, an eruption of bright white sea.
Yes!
He cries, and as the power of his orgasm hits, so too does the dark magic he has been focused on, as his seed cascades down, bathing your neck and chest in fluid. The golden light that bathed his wounds fades, and splinters of ethereal power break from his wrists, ankles, and neck. As the orgasm subsides, the giant lets out a heavy sigh of relief. From your position, still clinging to his cock, it's as if the entire world is shifting as he rises from his position.
You have done well, my fine fairy friend. How I would so love to repay you in kind this very moment. But I'm afraid we must go now, and quickly. No doubt the spell weavers of my bonds will sense the sundering of their power, and I am in no fit state to fend them off. I will, of course, keep my end of the bargain. I will carry you to sights you could never dream of.
A very large hand scoops you from his cock and holds you gently, though you notice that his grip is firm. The coarseness of his palms and fingers rub against your bare skin.
I would learn all there is to know of your kind, and no doubt my elders will want to learn it too. But not here. I'm sure I can outpace your people on foot, but where should I keep you? You seemed very fond of my cock, little man. Perhaps you will be safest there.
Before you can offer your own solution, the orc has risen to his feet, cracking his knees in the process, wincing slightly from the pain of his not-quite-healed wounds. He adjusts his massive and deflating cock back into the confines of his loincloth, and once done, lowers you down, pressing you firmly between thigh and balls.
A good fit. Are you comfortable, little fairy? I'll release you once I am certain I am safe, and then we'll see what fairies are truly made of. Ha, 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 ha